Well, it started this morning with Kevin Deeds, and has gone on now till 2 o'clock. The good news is I'm told you can continue to make your donations even after we go off the air by calling 855-899-4673, 855-899-HOPE, or going online to hungerfreeinthed.com. Do that as long as you can do it. They're going to take your calls and your emails and your donations because they're needed. Let me thank the team that made this happen, starting with Steve Finitieri, our big boss, who makes it possible for us to do things like this that help the community. Ann Thomas, our program director, first female program director in the 102-year history of the radio station. Mike Parsons, my executive producer. Danielle Mason back at the studios. Rich Luzinski keeping track of traffic and weather. Ray Templin, Ray, keeping everything going the way it should. And Kyle Emmy doing whatever Ray tells him to do. I saw that happen earlier. And our photographer, what is it, the photographer right there? I can never tell.
Andrew Mullen.
Andrew, I just met Andrew at the Hunger Free, or no, at the Women Who Lead. Yeah. He always has that same look on his face. Oh, I saw a smile. Good job, Andrew. Good job. All right. We've come to that point where we bring together the people who had this idea in 2014 and were kind enough to include me in on that from the beginning. That is Tom Chalani and Vicky Chalani from the Chalani Family Foundation, and Dario Bergamo, CEO of the Globali Group, sales and marketing, longtime automotive executive. And the people not here, but well represented by mom and dad, Ben, Vinny, and Olivia. Ben, Vinny, and Olivia, who are the children that mom and dad, Tom and Vicky, wanted to get them involved in philanthropy at an early age. And you felt the best way to do that was to show them what you can do. And yeah, they've now started, you told me, they've started their own foundations and have their own things going on. It's fabulous.
They do. And we're so proud of them that they've done it in California, here in Michigan. It's a great feeling for Vicky and I to have our kids engaged in doing their own philanthropy now. Yes.
It's beautiful. It is a beautiful thing. And I congratulate you for doing that and doing it the right way. I never talk about Tom Chalani doesn't just raise money for charity. He does have businesses. Tom and Vicky have the Chalani Family Vineyard out in California that I think Olivia runs mostly.
She
Mom
does.
Was running it.
I'm still the boss.
Oh, you still?
I'm still the boss, but she's doing a fine,
that's exactly
she's doing
the,
a fine job
all right,
out
but
there.
You're still the boss. The latest acquisition is in the Big Rock, which is spectacular, and Dario Bergamo is a part of that. He's wearing a Big Rock shirt right now. I have to tell you, that is a great restaurant. It is a great restaurant, and on top of that, it's a club for people who enjoy fine cigars and will want to be at Carson Cigars June 4th of 2026. How's the Big Rock going?
Well, the Big Rock's off to a great start. You know, we opened up early July. And we've been packed, and it's great. I really appreciate the people of Detroit checking us out. And it's amazing. I tell Vicky this. I walk through the dining room. I don't know 5% of the people in the building, which is great because they're coming from all areas to come visit the Big Rock and see what we've been able to do there.
It's well worth it. Yeah. It is well worth it, that's for sure, there in Birmingham. You've got gaming still, I think, Freedom Hill, which is of course, where we're going to have cars and cigars again. And you have the cannabis business, which you never bring me any samples. But anyway, you still have. Of course, I'm kidding. I would never touch that stuff while I'm on the air. So you still have the cannabis business?
Right. We got into it because we thought we could change the laws in this country and perception of this product and get our federal government to legalize it so we could test it and understand it. We're making small steps, as it's taken us a long time to do, but we're making headway because the product's already here in the country. Now we need to understand and make sure it's safe for people to use.
Well, I think you came a long way. I mean, let's face it, our last president seemed to be stoned all the time, so it became a
cut.
My boss, Steve Vinatieri, is going, how do I fire him? I don't want to, but I'm just kidding around. After a long day of fundraising, and it's been a good one, in front of me are two $100,000 checks. Tom and Vicky and your children, the foundation, the Chalani Family Foundation, started us off with $200,000. And the whole idea was for all of these fine people, our WJR family, to call at 855-899-4673, 855-899-HOPE, or online at hungerfreeinthed.com. And even when we go off at 2 o'clock, you still can be making those donations. But they have been making donations since Kevin Dietz came on the air at 9 this morning. I don't know if we have a drum roll. Maybe we have a drum roll. There's a drum roll. And Vicky Chalani is about to tell us our total thus far.
Okay, so far, we have raised almost $247,000in donations. With the $200,000 matching money, we're at almost $447,000.
$447,000 thanks to your $200,000. Wait, there's more.
And the Chalani Family Foundation has decided to add an additional $50,000 to the total to get us to the $500,000 mark.
Oh, I'm crying here.
Yeah.
You got us to $500,000.
Yeah.
That number sounds better than $450,000.
Yeah.
It sure does. But I hope that you understand, as our listeners do too, how difficult it is to raise $500,000 like this for a one-day fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So, folks, be a part of this success. Keep calling. Keep the phones ringing at 855-899-HOPE, 855-899-4673, or online at hungerfreeinthed.com. Tom and Vicky Chalani, Dario Bergamo, the entire WJR team, I thank you all. We are all proud of this, but we're especially proud of our WJR listeners who always step up and help out. In this case, the Capuchin Soup Kitchen and Forgotten Harvest do their work all year round. You go on out, make it a great rest of the day. Stand by for Ryan Ermani and JR Afternoon. Regards, Paul W. Smith.